The Ramen Noodle is sponsored by D. Joseph Design from djosephdesign.com, where you can get, my co-host, Jeremy, is mouthing his hands right now, where you can get website design, web hosting, presentation design.
You can start over when it goes horribly wrong within the first 30 seconds, just FYI.
But this is funny.
Okay.
Other people mess up their podcasts like this and sponsorship things. DJosephDesign.com. You have a message that deserves to look great, so make your next message look or sound
better than this.
Great. By hiring DJosephDesign.com. Check it out, DJosephDesign.com. It's time for The Ramen Noodle, episode 14, Praying Over Doggy Vomit. Welcome back to another episode of The Ramen Noodle, where you can get seasoning packets of comedy from the life of a bachelor to flavor your day. I should add that to it, to flavor your day.
Flavor your day.
But it's already kind of long. Welcome back, Jeremy. Good to have you.
Thank you. It's been a while.
Yes, it's been a week. How's your Christmas shopping going?
I have not started yet.
Yeah, I forgot to ask you.
I think it's safe to say.
I forgot to ask you last week how Thanksgiving was, but Thanksgiving was pretty good.
Sure. We'll see.
We'll see.
Yes.
Yes, this is a happy Thanksgiving, belated, by the way.
Thank you.
Merry
to
Christmas.
You as well, and Merry Christmas to you.
Yes. This is a pre-recorded episode of The Ramen Noodle.
Happy New Year, just in case.
Before I get into my featured story, I want to tell you about my sponsor, GoToMyPC. I've been recommending GoToMyPC. I know a few of my listeners still haven't tried it. If you're worried about security, I want to reassure you. GoToMyPC is as secure as online banking. Brought to you by Citrix, GoToMyPC has state-of-the-art security, which includes SSL encrypted website, end-to-end AES 128-bit encryption of the data stream and keyboard and mouse input, multiple passwords. Additional features include lockout protection, inactivity timeout, host screen blanking, and the ability to lock the host keyboard and mouse. If you don't know what any of that means, it means it's really secure. My listeners can try GoToMyPC free for 30 days. That's a month of unlimited remote access free. For this special offer, you must visit www.gotomypc.com/podcast. That's gotomypc.com/podcast for a free trial. One time, my dog vomited all over the floor.
No way.
What happened?
Oh boy, this is going to be good, I can tell.
This was a while back. Back when I lived with my parents, like when I was a kid. And
I was trying to be subtle. I stopped the sneeze, but okay. You stopped anyway.
I was trying to figure out, what's he doing with his nose? And I realized, oh, he's going to sneeze. So I had my dog at my parents' house when I was a kid. My dog had eaten something weird. And
Was it soap-washed chicken?
It might have been. It was some bad chicken.
Oh, gosh.
We were getting ready for dinner. There's this weird smell coming from the back room where my dog normally lived. And I went back there, check it out, and she had thrown up. Not like just a little puddle. I mean, like it was all over
projectile
the floor.
Vomit.
Not quite projectile, but oh, okay. Definitely like flooding amount of vomit. 3 inches of it.
No. What? Jeez.
But there was a lot on the floor.
I was going to say it might be just a backed up sewer line that you blamed on your dog at that point.
No, it wasn't near the toilet. She missed.
Oh. Anyway.
Jeez. I have a well-trained dog.
But not a well-trained train of thought. You'll get that later.
I had to clean up this mess
Fun.
That she had made. And she felt a lot better, though, afterward, after she'd thrown up.
Good.
I could tell she felt a lot better. Just Good. Like, you know, normally people do after they finish speaking French. By speaking French, I mean vomiting, because you have to sound like you're vomiting to speak French very well, you know.
I'm sorry to all of our French listeners.
Yeah. Name one. François.
I'm still sorry.
So I started cleaning this up, and it took a little while. Well, I finished, and then dinner was ready.
Appetizing.
Yes, very. I was still hungry. So I went back to the table, and in my family, we hold hands when we pray. So I go back. I sit down, and my dad prays, and we're all holding hands, and I think my sister was sitting next to me, and...
I don't like where this is going. I
grabbed her hand, and my dad prayed, and we finished praying, and the family knew that my dog, Trumpet, had made a terrible mess, and they knew I cleaned it up, and after we finished praying, I just said, oh! I need to go wash my hands.
Nice. Nice.
But actually, I had washed my hands.
Oh, so you just faked them out.
Yes. But it was great. You should have seen the look on my sister's face. It was just this look of terror that she thought that I had come in, held people's hands before I had washed them, and after cleaning up doggy vomit.
I see.
There are some times when I wake up in the morning, like if I forget to put a little cover on the fire pit in the backyard, that when I wake up in the morning, I see black doggy vomit on the carpet. And it's because my dog will get into the charcoal stuff and she'll eat some of it and turns her stomach contents black, and then she'll like vomit it on the ground.
Maybe you, shouldn't let her do that.
Well, that's why I put a cover
over
the fire pit now.
I think I saw a little bit of that black vomit tonight.
Yeah.
It's been just kind of...
I cleaned it up, too. Oh, I should go wash my hands.
It doesn't work. We haven't been holding hands. It's not going to scare me.
Oh.
Although you did make, you know, dinner.
So that was another ramen noodle experience... of my own. Well, sort of. No, not really. That wasn't really a ramen noodle experience.
That was like a ramen noodle practical joke.
Yeah. But it was just
combined with grossness.
It was just something fun that happened. Not quite a ramen noodle experience.
Say something funny.
It's time.
You're like.
To go.
Oh.
I could sing a sad song about dog vomit.
I can sing kind of an upbeat song about dog vomit, but no.
Yes, please. Go ahead. Okay. Well, thank you for listening. If you enjoy the show, please leave a comment on iTunes, a favorable review, hopefully 5 stars, or subscribe to the show. Tell your friends about the show. You can send your comments and your own stories of either doggy vomit or ramen noodle experiences to me at theramennoodle.com or 859-353-4332. On Twitter, I am twitter.com/theramennoodle.
And I am twitter.com/phlegon, PHLEGON, unless I change it before you hear this. I'll try not to.
Yes, that would be good. So thank you for joining us. Thank you for the people who hang out in the live chat room at theramennoodle.com/live. Live shows will resume sometime in January. Thanks for listening.
find more great clean podcasts like this one at cleancasts.com.